What is the worst naval disaster in history? Nope, it's not the Titanic. In 1945, near the end of World War II, the Wilhelm Gustloff sank in the Baltic Sea. This maritime disaster was 6 times more deadly than the Titanic, as an estimated 6,000 to 9,000 passengers lost their lives. Learn more about this disaster coming up on Salt to the Sea and what it takes to survive. Hello and welcome. My name is Sky, and today I want to dive into one of my favorite YA historical fiction books of all time, Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys. So let's jump in. Salt to the Sea is set near the end of World War II. 4 characters, each with their own secrets, trace their paths to the ill-fated Wilhelm Gustloff. They seek safety from the marauding army of Soviets. Yet while being chosen as some of the lucky few who get to board the ship, this miracle is shattered when 3 Soviet torpedoes slam into the boat. The Wilhelm Gustloff quickly sunk in under an hour. As thousands are lost to the violent and brutal cold waters of the Baltic Sea, the 4 characters must rely on themselves, each other, and complete strangers to survive. One of my favorite parts of the book was learning about the real experiences of the people during the time. Although the characters were fictional, the way Ruta Sepetys captured their thoughts, feelings, and actions made everything seem real. Another favorite was learning about the characters. Their unique personalities and past lived experiences represented the cultural diversity and influx of people of all backgrounds. Mere strangers aided each other, and their commitment and resilience was impressive. When the world starts to fall apart, many do the same, yet some become even more resilient, kind, and compassionate, like the characters in the book, and this was something that I deeply admired. Lastly, I enjoyed the author's writing style. I thought her prose was easy to follow, while at the same time it carried a deep and philosophical tone. What initially seemed like an unimportant moment turned into a substantial one that developed the overall mood of the book. Her masterful control and deep knowledge of the topic made a thrilling, wise, and inspiring novel. Although I love this book and pretty much everything about it, my least favorite part had to be that the book felt a little rushed. Some of the scenes were hurried along, and I didn't feel like Sepetys gave them the time they needed to develop. While I understand the need for a page limit, I think that it wouldn't have hurt to explore some of these scenes a little more. The overall pacing of this book was unlike her others, and I think that if she had replicated those, it may have been even more powerful, insightful, and touching than it already is. After reading this book, I became very interested in learning about the real history behind the fiction. So here's what I discovered. Near the end of World War II, in January of 1945, with the Red Army advancing and the Germans in full retreat, they initiated Operation Hannibal. This was a mass evacuation of millions of German troops and civilians from all over Prussia. Ships were packed in with as many people as possible, easily exceeding the capacity for the ships. The Wilhelm Gustloff was one of the vessels commissioned for the operation. She was 684 feet long and 77 feet wide and weighed more than 25,000 tons. An estimated 10,000 people were loaded onto the ship, fleeing the encroaching Red Army and their deadly deportation into Siberia. Although the characters were completely fictional, their feelings and actions relayed the desperation and trauma of the time. During the panic, many people committed horrible atrocities to survive, and millions of people flocked to the docks, waiting and hoping to be granted access to a ship, to reach safety at last, but only a fraction of those people were ever allowed aboard. Through the fictional characters' experiences, the reality of the time was clearly represented through Sepetys' vivid descriptions. Salt to the Sea is a beautiful novel that amplifies human perseverance, resilience, and determination during one of the darkest times in history. If you are interested in Salt to the Sea or have read it, here are some more books that are similar. Any novel by Ruta Sepetys carries the same style and prose, albeit in a different time frame. I especially love The Fountains of Silence, which explores a citizen's perspective during the Spanish dictatorship of Franco in the 1950s. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my favorite historical fiction novel of all time. Tune in next week as I switch over to cover my favorite books in the sci-fi genre. Peace out, bookworms!